Israeli forces have shot and killed yet another Palestinian in the besieged Gaza Strip. The 32-year-old Palestinian was gunned down near the fence that separates the occupied territories from the east of Gaza City. Tensions have been running high near the fence since March 30th, which marked the start of a series of protests dubbed the Great March of Return. Palestinian protesters demand the right to return for those driven out of their homeland. Scores of Palestinians have been killed since the onset of demonstrations. Press TV correspondent Asher Shannon says Israeli forces prevented medical staff from saving the life of the 32-year-old Palestinian and let him bleed to death.
Eyewitnesses did confirm that after he was shot, he was left bleeding and then was taken by Israeli soldiers. At least six people since March 30th, protesters were shot and killed by Israeli forces, and also they were taken by Israeli troops and they were not handed over to the Palestinians in Gaza. Almost every day we witness Israeli soldiers shooting people near the so-called buffer zone east of the enclave. We almost had a similar situation today. I was with my crew filming near one of the sea crossings east of Gaza City when Israeli forces started shooting at us. Luckily, we were not injured and no one was killed.